TV.com.
Everybody, it's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 WCHY Sheboygan, and we have a great guest on the line, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for U.S. Senate, medical missionary, woman of action. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Izzy. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, thank you. So let me start out by asking you the question that I asked Todd Smallenberg, if you don't mind. What did you think of the results of the Iowa caucus?
It was awesome. It wasn't too surprising. I was a little surprised that DeSantis and Haley were as close as they were. No surprise over Trump. And I think we're going to see the same thing in New Hampshire.
And hopefully Michigan.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Trump is already polling very, very high in Michigan. So, yes, our caucus is just obviously a little bit later. So New Hampshire is the next one coming up. And I think we're going to see a takeaway for Trump as well.
Yes, for sure. I mean, there's already talk of who he's going to select as VP. So I guess we're at that stage of the conversation.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Sherry, why are you running for U.S. Senate?
Long and short of it, Izzy, is I absolutely feel compelled to do so. So, Izzy, you don't know probably a lot of my background, but I am a missionary, have been to 35 different countries, all on short-term missions. Mostly for the past two decades have been disaster relief. So when COVID broke out, I was back and forth to New York City helping with the COVID crisis. And what I realized during that time is that we were not responding as we should have. The pseudo-doctor Fauci was saying, follow the science, and I wish somebody would.
Pseudo-doctor, I love it.
Yep, the pseudo-doctor. I'm not certain he would know where to even use his stethoscope, but given the opportunity, I would tell him what to do with his stethoscope. But back and forth to New York City and realizing we were not responding as we should. So the first thing I did was stand in the school board lines with the parents. And I started just saying, you know what, we're not going to lock down our schools. We're not going to mask our kids. And at this point, we're certainly not going to vaccinate our kids. But realizing the rhetoric, I thought somebody has to stand up. And Izzy, I run to disaster. So when I realized that somebody needed to stand up, I did just that. I started on some local community things. And then the next thing I knew, I found myself running for Congress. I got 40% of the vote against an incumbent of 34 years. And then this cycle, I was going to run for Congress again. But I started getting phone calls from across the state saying, Dr. O'Donnell, you should consider doing this. And then I got four phone calls from D.C. saying I would be the preferred Republican candidate. I should consider doing that. I wasn't going to until I saw the movie Sound of Freedom. When I saw that movie and realized that kids have targets on their back, what's going on our border, and no one has shut it yet, I thought, this is insane. To get to our kids, they're going to have to come through me. And I'm just big, bad enough to do it. I'm saying, no, okay, I will run for the seat because we need another doctor in Senate. We need to be prepared for the next pandemic. We need to be prepared that somebody's going to push back on this transgender nonsense. The you know, the post-birth abortion isn't okay. And the best positioned Republican candidate right now is a female doctor to go against Alyssa Slotkin, who's very, very liberal.
Oh, yeah. So did you get to hear Jim Caviezel when he spoke on the island at the GOP confab?
You know, he wound up not coming. He was scheduled to come, but he did not come.
No, I heard him speak. I was like right in front of him.
Okay. Then,
I mean, maybe you're thinking of another event, perhaps.
Oh, you're talking about Mackinac, the leadership convention.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Excuse me.
Okay. Yes. Well, anyway, because, again, like you said, Sound of Freedom, and there he is. And it was kind of an a wow moment, at least for many of us.
Yes, it was a wow moment. But, you know, again, looking at the egregious border, and of the candidates, Izzy, I'm the only one that has a plan how to close that stinking border.
What's your plan?
Well, I've got a 21-point plan. I would suggest that you kind of look at the look at my website, DocSherry2024.com. But some of it is, number one, we need to empower the border control officers. We need to empower them to do their job that they were selected to do and hired to do and there to do. We need to stop the asylum seeking stuff because half of them are not asylum seeking. We need to make that process a whole lot easier. We need to go back on the laws that Trump had in place. We also need to change the judicial system that is allowing these people. So they're put in the judicial system, waiting months and months. Meanwhile, we support them. They need to go back to, rather than going through the court system, they need to have that right there at the border and deport them when they're found out that it's not asylum seeking and just send them back. The border right now, and I've got plenty more on the website. Again, I would recommend people look at my plan. I was endorsed by Thomas D. Homan. Thomas is the founder of Border 9/11, and he was also the former ICE director, and he loves my plans. He tweaked it a little bit with me. I'm going down to the border within the next week to 10 days, going to Eagle Pass so I can see it firsthand. But what I can tell you, what I know of the border now, looks a whole lot like refugee camps that I've been in many, many places overseas that I've gone to.
Yes, and in fact, to your point about asylees, I believe it's like 80% of them can't meet the credible fear requirement, so to speak, to get in. So it's an incredible number. And I know Tom Homan. He's awesome.
He is awesome. So, yes, he has endorsed me, and I will be meeting him down the border. He said, you know, when you get here, gal, let's do some things together. So, yes, he is awesome, and he was all for me. I met him at Turning Point USA when I was there, and this is what he told me. Is it was kind of fun. He said, you show me your plan. If I like it, I'll endorse it. If not, I'll educate you.
Wow. So that sounds like Tom Homan. Blunt to the point. Yes. And in fact, back to the point about the Iowa caucuses or a little conversation there. The caucus goers put that at the top of their list, immigration, which surprised me over the economy, feeling like, wow, this has become a big concern to people in the heartland, the heart of the heartland, as well as in our state. So what about, what else? What other, where are you at in terms of, if I say the word Constitution, how do you respond?
That is a sacred document in so many ways. Our forefathers would be rolling over there in the graves right now. I think, as a matter of fact, they'd be doing somersaults in their grave. That Constitution is what has kept us the greatest nation in the world for better than 200 years. I am a constitutionalist. You know, people are concerned about, you know, the Second Amendment. Well, I am too. I do carry. I do have my CPL. But I'm in favor of supporting all of our amendments and the entire Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So Constitution, we need to get back to that. I don't think that half the people in legislation right now have even read it and understand it because they're certainly not protecting it.
Amen. Amen. What senators are you particularly feel like an ideological bond with in the U.S. Senate right now?
Of course, Rand Paul. And I love it that he's standing up against and for medical freedoms and against Fauci. Ted Cruz is probably one of my farthest favored. He's a no nonsense kind of guy. I love the fact that he's going to get up and, you know, hold Mayorkas accountable, hold Fauci accountable, and just calling out the truth. And we need people like that that have spines. And Izzy, I am that person. I don't back down. You know, I own my own practice for good reasons. The hospital has wanted to buy my practice for several years. It's a whole lot harder being independent. But I can tell you, I've never been more glad I'm independent than during this COVID, that I don't have to cave to the nonsense. I don't have to cave to the rhetoric. We need more senators in there that are going to stand up and do what's right. Protect our Constitution, protect our freedom, protect our people.
And we need more medical personnel staying away from the hospital industrial complex like you're doing and being more independent. That's so necessary.
Absolutely. And get pushed back on Big Pharma.
Big Pharma. Absolutely. We were just talking about in the last segment. What about now? What are you doing that you think is going well? What would you like to see go better in your campaign?
Izzy, it's very exciting. You know, it's a crazy schedule. Most nights I don't get home before midnight and I'm back in my office. But when I'm speaking at the GOP and speaking at different congregates of people, it's very exciting to me. And it's almost a symbiotic relationship because I'm offering hope to people. People are done with the politicians. We don't need another recycled politician in office. I'm a physician, not a politician. And when they realize the hope that I bring, the fact that I can stand against Alyssa Slotkin in the best position, and considering my conservative values that resonate with the people, they are excited, and I see that I'm offering them hope. As I offer them hope, it encourages and inspires me all the more. So it's a symbiotic relationship. So that's going amazingly well. We have a lot of grassroots support as I'm connecting with other people like Dr. Ben Carson and people like that, Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, those doctors that have been the Freedom Doctors that have all endorsing me. It's been very, very encouraging. And the phone conversations that I have with people in D.C. that, again, keep saying, I am the preferred Republican candidate. I'm a business owner. I'm a physician. I've been a public servant my entire life, advocating for my patients. I'll continue to advocate for we the people. And Izzy, this should be a simple, common thing, but I have no garbage. I have no baggage. The worst thing I've ever done was I got a traffic ticket when I was in high school. But but too many of the people running have a lot of baggage attached to their name. So I'm going to continue to keep that clean record, continue to push forward. I have the business sense, I have the medical sense, and as you already alluded to, yes, we need more medical people in the Senate to stop some of the nonsense. The fact that we've given our medical sovereignty over to the World Health Organization and the fact that CDC has gotten so woke, we need somebody that has some medical intelligence and knowledge to push back on that and say, no, we've been the best medical system in the world for centuries for good reason. And now we've just absolutely given that away, and we will dilute it, and we will become one of the third world countries rather than the leading nation of the world.
Oh, it is shocking. Using your word woke, how many of entities are now woke? It's everything from the Chamber of Commerce to, like you said, the CDC, and on we could go, the military. It is shocking how this has caught on. Why, Sherry?
You know, Izzy always comes back, I think, in so many ways. You've got to follow the money. You got to follow the money. One of the things with Mr. Rogers, that's one of my opponents, he was involved and related to Benghazi. Why? Because his wife had a consulting company making millions of dollars, and it didn't behoove them to pull our ambassador and our soldiers out in time. But I think every term you've got to follow the money when you see that people have been bought out, and there is no buying out for me. But I think what you're seeing is the money, money, money. The fact that the colleges have gone woke. Why are the college students ranting anti-Israel and pro-Palestine? Why? Because it's a CRT in schools and the educational system is broken. But why is the educational system broken? Because the Board of Education needs to go. I think every three-lettered alphabet soup organization and department in D.C. needs to be dismantled. When Trump gets into office, I'm ready to help him empty that swamp, drain the swamp, and I got my gators ready to do it.
Awesome. You go, girl. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Good morning, everybody. Actually, it's almost afternoon. I'm Izzy Lyman. It's 97.7 FM, WCHY, in Sheboygan. I need to say that. Text line 231-758-7707. We're at the grand finale of a show, which has had some excellent guests this morning. Been an honor and privilege to talk to Israel Wayne about the homeschool registration business, tracking, and private school, too. We need to be alert. Great talk to Ralph Rebant, and definitely interested in hearing how his run for National Committee Man turns out, for sure. We'll be watching that one. Great to talk to Pastor Chatfield after a few glitches on the 14th Amendment, and I certainly appreciate his interest in American constitutional history and just in the American Constitution, because so many, including in Washington, don't even know what that is anymore, right? So that's pretty bad. And Timothy Roberts, and his small business vision, and his CBD quest, as well as his willingness to pray for people in pain. We can certainly use more prayer for people in pain. And finally, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who's launched a U.S. Senate campaign and trying her best to get her message out there as a doctor who believes in medical freedom, secure border, the Constitution, all those good things that many folks on this who listen to this show also believe in. Wanted to make an announcement before we close. Just want to remind folks about Randy's Robert's Rules of Order Crash Course Training Workshop, Trigger Randy is conducting, and it's sponsored by 97.7 FM. Also, it will give participants an exposure to Michigan State Constitution, and frankly, when was the last time you read the Michigan State Constitution or were even interested in reading it? So that's a good reason to go. So it will be on Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace, 2024. Sponsors the Mack County Republican Party, also the Antrim County Conservative Union, Frisky's Farm Market, which will bring apples, who will bring apples, Neil Frisky. Quality Inn is where it will be held. So there is still time to register. If you want to go do a little Google search, that's probably the easiest here for the Antrim County Conservative Union. It should be a good day of fellowship and learning. Seems like a valuable and useful use of your time. And I think there's a cost here somewhere on it. It's not much, but you can, again, look this all up on the website if you're interested. And spend the day in St. Ignace and thereabouts. We'd love to have you. Sort of my neck of the woods. Also, before I close, I just wanted to say that I am really grateful when people provide alternatives in our culture. And I briefly, I want to tell you about a little alternative library in Petoskey. It's run by a homeschooling mom. It's a Christian homeschool lending library. It's located above a warehouse, and it has over 3,000 titles. And there's also a creative writing class offered at this particular venue. and it's run by Kathy Brower. And she, single-handedly, you could say, is taking on the library industrial complex, which is pretty rotten these days with all the nasty porn, we'll call it porn, that they have in the young adult section, and they're not willing to even cover it up or put it aside or whatever. And so Kathy has books that were published from between the 1930s and the 1970s, and she calls them like living books where you learn something, a good moral tale from it, and it's well written and it's age appropriate. So I just want to give her a shout out, because this is how we start to transform our society. It really starts with individuals, and individuals actually being proactive and providing alternatives. I think that is so important, and it's so precious what she's doing. She gave me a tour of her little library. She's so proud of it. She has a vision to get more books, get more engagement, and it's just remarkable how you have to do these things also on a shoestring budget. Our local Rotary Club, one of them at least, is giving a $2,500 gift to the Petoskey Library for a tween section. The library is loaded. It has more money than it knows what to do with, and it's anti-conservative. Indeed, why do they need $2,500? Imagine what Kathy and her little library could do with that money. It would truly be a wonderful gift. But such is the state of the state, and we push back, and we try to do our very, very best in trying to also appreciate folks who are taking a stand against the woke DEI nonsense of the era, some of it which is quite destructive and quite ugly, for sure. So anyway, do I have time to read any messages? There is a presentation video with Chris Ann Hall Monday, 6:30 at the Sheboygan County Building in the commissioner's room. That's, if you have any questions, text DAR 231-408-8928, 231-408-8928, DAR, and she does really good work. And someone loved the show today. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, considering we had little glitches here and there. That's very good. So, folks, enjoy the weather this weekend. Don't let it get you down. Just get out there, move around a little bit, do a little shoveling, maybe a little walking, maybe a little snowshoeing. If you're really ambitious, you can ski. There's so many things to do. This is just a beautiful time of the year, although I know sometimes we complain about the cold. I know sometimes we wish we were in Florida or Arizona or somewhere sunny, Barbados, Cancun. Ooh, that sounds actually pretty good. But I thank God for this beautiful weather. I thank God that it's just part of his creation. Snow is very much part of his creation. So we have to do our best when we can to enjoy it and enjoy the Lord's many, many blessings of living in, especially those of us that live in northern Michigan. It is a great place. Lots of natural resources, lots of good patriotic folks. Have a great weekend. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis.